Mitch McConnell pulls PAC ads out of New Hampshire, effectively sabotaging GOP candidate Don Bolduke. By Wendell Hasebo on October 21, 2022. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, will pull all his super PACs money out of New Hampshire, effectively sabotaging Republican Senate candidate General Don Bolduke. The McConnell-backed Senate Leadership Fund will pull all its ads off television starting October 25. Shane Goldmischer of the New York Times reported Friday afternoon. The decision will rip $5.6 million away from General Bolduke's candidacy and greatly help incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH. The general will now be all alone in the Granite State. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, has also reportedly removed its financial support from the state. According to a Friday poll, General Bolduke is virtually tied with Hassan, despite being outspent by nearly $9 million, third-quarter campaign fundraising totals show. General Bolduke, a retired one-star general, has been running a strong campaign by calling out Hassan's nearly 100% support of President Joe Biden. "Look at what has happened to New Hampshire, historic inflation. People are hurting, they can't afford the necessities of life," General Bolduke said during Tuesday's debate. "We've got to get rid of career politicians." Granite Staters say, number one problem is career politicians. 20 years, right there, he said, pointing at Hassan in the room. McConnell's decision to remove financial support from General Bolduke comes as McConnell is spending about $9 million to defend pro-impeachment Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., from Trump-endorsed challenger Kelly Chebica, who is leading in the polls by a slim margin. Breitbart News reported Thursday seven Alaska Republican committees have issued a public rebuke of McConnell's financial influence behind 21-year incumbent Murkowski. WE requests the Senate Leadership Fund immediately stop the attack ads against Kelly Chebica and discontinue the support of all opposing candidates, one committee wrote to McConnell. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.